The American public is split over whether the National Security Agency, or NSA, should continue phone and email surveillance to stop terrorists.
I kind of think it's overblown.
I think that what we do in the privacy of our own homes and on the internet should stay, you know, our business and nobody else's.
A recent Quinnipiac survey shows a reversal in public opinion. 3 years ago, Americans overwhelmingly supported anti-terrorism actions over civil liberties. Pollster Peter Brown says a slight majority now think those efforts are eroding freedoms.
That's a really big change, and it's significant.
But other polls show a majority of Americans, 58%, support the government's collection of telephone and internet data. The basic questions are these. Is the surveillance relevant to a terrorist investigation? And does the government monitor actual conversations and emails or just look at who's involved? Listen to this exchange made in front of a government panel that advises the president.
This is not content. It's just metadata. It's not surveillance. It's not accurate to use the word surveillance.
I think that people can decide for themselves whether it's surveillance or not.
Gary Schmidt studies security issues for the American Enterprise Institute. He supports NSA actions.
It's a difficult task because you have to collect an immense amount of data to stay ahead of the terrorists.
The Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Court meets inside this federal building in Washington. The NSA must first make its argument in this court before listening to phone calls of an American.
There's layers of scrutiny that go forward, and the court again has the final say about whether you're allowed, whether there's enough information to suggest that this information is relevant to a particular case with a particular person.
And in this petition, which is an unusual filing, I should say.
But the Electronic Privacy Information Center says the court should not have made the Verizon Communications Company provide its phone records on all Americans. Epic filed an emergency petition to the U.S. Supreme Court to stop the NSA's surveillance.
Okay, I will be down in just a minute.
Alan Butler is Epic's attorney.
But our contention is simply that it's not possible that all call records of all Americans that held by Verizon are relevant to an investigation.
It's not known if the Supreme Court will take up the case. In the meantime, Americans will continue to debate whether the NSA surveillance goes too far. In Washington, Carolyn Pursuti, VOA News.